This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump has become the first foreign leader to meet Japan's emperor in a lavish welcoming ceremony at the Imperial Palace early Monday, local time. Mr. Trump began a four-day visit to Japan Saturday. The formal part of his visit started Monday when he and the First Lady met the Emperor and Empress Misako. The U.S. delegation was greeted at the Imperial Palace by several dozen schoolchildren, waving Japanese and U.S. flags. A military band played the U.S. national anthem. Later, the president will attend meetings at the Japanese state guest house. The Trumps are to attend an imperial banquet at the palace. Voters in 21 European nations went to the polls Sunday for the final day of elections for the European Union Parliament. The vote pits populist candidates against those calling for tighter cohesion in the European Union. Early indications are that centrist parties are losing ground to far-right and environmentalist factions, although two-thirds of the votes are still expected to go to pro-EU parties. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban told reporters he hopes the new parliament will take a stronger line against immigration.
We reject migration, and we would like to see leaders in position of European unions who reject the migration, who would like to stop it and not to manage it. So I hope that there will be a shift in the European public arena in favor of those political parties.
And Germany's anti-Semitism commissioner Felix Klein has warned German Jews that it might be dangerous for men to wear the traditional skull caps known as kippa in certain parts of the country. Anti-Semitic attacks in Germany have been on the rise, a development Klein blames largely on the far right.